Nolte, witness says Erica Thomas was allegedly the one yelling "Go back where you came from." By John Nolte on July 24, 2019. According to what a Publix employee told the police, it was Georgia State Representative Erica Thomas who allegedly continuously yelled "Go back where you came from" at Eric Sparks. If you recall, over the weekend, the wretched Erica Thomas jumped on Twitter and Facebook to straight up lie about a white man telling her to go back where she came from during a Publix grocery store spat. "Today I was verbally assaulted in the grocery store by a white man who told me I was a lazy sob and to go back to where I came from. BC, I had too many items in the express lane," she tweeted. "My husband wasn't there to defend me because he is on active duty serving the country I came from, USA." In a tear-stained Facebook Live video, she repeated the same lies. What we later learned, though, soon after our corrupt national media spread Thomas's lies without question, and even managed to blame Trump for the altercation, is that the man in question, Eric Sparks, is a Cuban Democrat who is not a Trump supporter and who says he probably voted for Thomas. Oh, and he never said go back, and now two witnesses back him up. In a later interview, Thomas even admitted she lied on Twitter and Facebook by telling a local reporter, "I don't want to say he said go back to your country or go back to where you came from," she admitted, and then admitted she told him to go back. "So you don't remember exactly what he said?" the reporter asks. No, definitely not. But I know it was go back because I know I told him to go back," Thomas admitted. And now we have a Publix employee telling the Cobb County Police she heard Erica Thomas continuously tell Eric Sparks to go back where you came from, but did not hear Sparks utter those words to Thomas. Lying to a police officer is a crime. There is another witness who backs up Sparks. Publix staffer, Derek Tompkins, told police he heard Sparks call Thomas an expletive. Tompkins told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he didn't hear him tell her to go back to where she came from. "I'm not going to say that wasn't said, but I don't remember hearing it," he said in an interview. "I'm going to leave it at that." Sparks blasted the media for its irresponsible coverage of the whole thing. "Everyone that knows me knows that I am anti-hate, anti-bigot and anti-racism," he said. Sadly, too much of media isn't fact-checking items, or they are just taking the word of a politician when they do a live Facebook or a Twitter post. So throw this one on the pile. The George Zimmerman is white hoax. The hands up, don't shoot hoax. The KK kids from KK Covington High School hoax. The Jussie Smollett hoax. These 100+ race hoaxes. The Publix go back grocery store spat between two people of color who do not support Trump hoax. All the establishment media do is lie, lie, lie. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.